Around 35 people filled the Nolan Center classroom Wednesday night to discuss the problem with Wrangell's local firewood resource, mainly that it's dwindling. It's created competition between personal use woodcutters and commercial woodcutters. Mark Pempek is a harvest inspector for the Wrangell Ranger District. He says for the past 2 years, he's been fielding complaints from the personal use woodcutters.
The complaint is that the available free use along the road system is almost non-existent for dropping a tree as close to the vehicle as they can get. That is the major complaint.
Personal use woodcutters are allowed 25 cords of free use firewood a year without a permit. All wood cut must be standing dead or dead fallen trees, so that means trees without any green branches or needles. This type of wood is getting harder and harder to find near the road. Jason Rooney has been a commercial firewood cutter for the past 3 years, and he's cut and delivered wood to roughly 85 customers. Last year alone, he delivered over 150 truckloads of wood. He understands where the personal use complaints stem from.
I can totally see where they're coming from, because it is getting harder to find wood out there, even for me. I mean, we're cutting down trees that are 300 and 400 feet from the road, and just, if they all hit the road, we'd be cutting those, but they don't, so we go where the trees are. That's why I started cutting wood over on Zarambo, just because nobody's ever cut wood over there before, and the trees do hit the road there, and it makes it nice.
Currently, there are three commercial woodcutters on the island. Last week, the Forest Service received two more requests for commercial permits.
At that point, I had to step back and ask the chain of command, what should we do? Because we get to a certain point and a flag pops up and says, we need to make this available, possibly for bid.
The Wrangell Ranger District planned to suspend issuing commercial permits until more research could be done on what goes into a bidding process. But they changed their mind due to the number of complaints received at the office.
We really did not realize how many people bought firewood as far as clientele to our three commercial users. And there are many. There are many.
At the public meeting, District Ranger Mark Hummel solicited suggestions on how to find more firewood. One suggestion was to expand the pool of trees that's allowable to cut.
You go out there right now and you drive out there and you'll see a big yellow cedar with two green leaves on it. I mean, literally. Well, they can't cut that. Why don't we make that kind of wood legal to cut?
Rooney suggested allocating a section of wood solely for personal use cutters.
What if you took an area for personal use and went, like, say, from the road to 30 feet back for a quarter of a mile? People were allowed, say, 5 loads a year for personal use, green trees, everything along that one stretch for a quarter of a mile.
Other suggestions included allowing blowdown trees to be cut or keeping roads open after a timber sale. While the Forest Service explores the various ideas on how to make more wood available, the commercial woodcutting permit process will not change for the rest of the calendar year. But to make woodcutting easier for personal use, Hummel explains some boundaries.
We're talking about the Pats Lake Road and the Nemo Loop Road being open to commercial firewood operators 100 feet or more from the road. And for the area out beyond Salamander, out to Fool's Inlet, commercial firewood operators can take anything up to the road. The idea is to leave the area closer to town, Pat's Creek area and the Nemo Loop, the first 100 feet by the road for personal use cutters.
Hummel says implementing a competitive bid process for commercial firewood cutting is still a possibility in the future. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.